But I say it from our perspective. Don't ever act like you haven't been disappointed that God didn't do something. Because now you're not being real.
Yeah.
God doesn't let us down when we understand the whole role. Mm-hmm. But we don't understand the whole role.
Exactly.
Everybody sitting here has wanted something from God, didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me when you didn't get it, you wasn't disappointed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's at least be real.
Exactly.
But I understand the truth that God never lets you down from the perspective, from his perspective.
Yes.
But sometimes we don't have that perspective.
Yes. Exactly.
And by faith, we just have to believe in him nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And keep doing what? Pressing on and walking, as he said to us last week, just keep walking.
Amen.
Amen. Just keep walking. As my dad used to say, amen. Praise God. But we praise God. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And we will see his faithfulness in the end. I'm so glad that our heritage as Christians, our inheritance, doesn't end here.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I can't tell you how. I'm so glad about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you know, this side of glory is not all there is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm so glad about that.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that there is a promise of eternity with God and with his people. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so glad about that. Because if it wasn't, as Paul said, I'd be a person most miserable.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If this is all there is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So I praise God. Amen. That we have better on the way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Better is on the way.
Yes.
I ask you today, amen, to turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And I believe today, as God moves us along, and, you know, I say I believe because, you know, God's going to go where he wants to go, and we're going to do what? We're going to follow.
Yes.
Amen. But I believe today, amen, as we go along, that God's going to have us turning to various scriptures, but we start today in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse number 15. And then we're going to go where the Lord leads us.
Amen.
So Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15. It says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our title today, amen, we will pray in a minute, but our title today is Beware False Prophets.
Yes.
Amen. Beware false prophets. Something that Jesus said to his disciples and to those who were in the audience, amen. This is Jesus, amen. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is preaching and teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. And one of his teachings was beware of false prophets.
Yes.
And so today God is speaking unto us thousands of years later and is saying to us, beware false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Beware false prophets. Why? Because they exist.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
yes they do.
False prophets were prevalent in the Old Testament time.
Mm-hmm.
False prophets were prevalent at the time that Jesus was giving the Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
And false prophets are prevalent today.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And God has given a warning that Jesus gave 2,000 years ago on the Sermon on the Mount. And that warning is reverberating and is echoing even now, beware false prophets, and even more so now, because there are more ways for people who proclaim that they're coming in the name of the Lord to have an audience.
Jesus.
See, technology now has really made the world smaller.
Yes.
Whereby you can communicate to somebody clear across the globe in a second. Instant messaging, amen. Yeah. You can communicate with people well across, you know, regions, amen, and far distances because of technology. And if you have the technology, you can then put yourself out there and proclaim certain things and have an audience. We have an audience even now, right? And someone said, right? Why? Because we got some technology. And so people are able now to take advantage of that and to come in the name of the Lord. At least that's what they're saying. They come in the name of the Lord, and yet God is saying, beware of false prophets. Because not every prophet, not everyone who's coming. And what's a prophet? A prophet is a person who's chosen by God to speak to the people on God's behalf. And not every person is chosen by God. Not every person who comes speaking to the people on behalf of God has been chosen by God to open their mouth and to say the things that they're saying. That's always been the case. There's been false prophets going back, amen, thousands and thousands of years. And it hasn't changed. And God is saying now, especially, we need to beware of false prophets, because right now there is a tremendous need of God's word in the earth. This world done lost its mind.
That's true.
This world is just going, it seems like when you think, and we were talking about this when we had dinner the other night with the man, we were saying, when you think it's gone to the point where it can't get any worse than this. Something else comes along, you go, I can't believe it. I can't believe someone would do that to their kid. I can't believe someone would do that to another human being. I can't believe that this government would treat its people that way. I can't believe, I can't believe, I can't believe. Well, we need to understand that evil is running rampant.
Yes, it is.
And the only thing that can overcome evil, God said, we overcome evil how? With good. And how many of you know God's word is good, and God is good, and we need more of God, and we need more of his word. And yet we have so many people who are going around in the name of the Lord just looking to profit off the word of God. They're not concerned about the people. They're not concerned about God being exalted. They're not concerned about God's kingdom being advanced and enlarged. They're concerned about lining their pockets and being elevated in the sight of people. Amen. And God is saying today, beware false prophets. Amen. And you know what? And people can get mad, and I really don't care. And we can step on people's toes, and I really don't care. Because the bottom line is, those false prophets, they are hurting folk.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They are hurting folk. This is not some innocent exercise that has no... No, there's casualties.
Jesus.
And so there's no sympathy, and there's no soft peddling on this. Amen. Beware false prophets. Let's pray today. Father, we bless your name and we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, that you are true. Let God be true and every man a liar. So, Father, we're coming today, oh God, and we're submitting unto your authority right now, God. We ask that you speak, words of life, that you speak words of strength unto us, God, that you'll guide us and lead us by your spirit. Father God, we thank you that the truth will make us free today. Speak the truth, God, in the name of Jesus. And let us receive everything that you have for us. And God, may you be highly exalted in this place. May you be magnified. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we give you the praise and the thanks for what you're about to do in this place. Edify us now by your spirit and by your word. And we bless you from grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God says, beware false prophets. Amen. Beware false prophets. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the scripture in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus, amen, in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, beware of false prophets. Amen. Beware of them. Why? Because they're prevalent. Amen. Beware. Be on the lookout. be on guard. Beware is a word of warning. Amen. Jesus is warning us to beware of false prophets. And false prophets are those who claim that God has chosen them to speak. They claim that they're speaking on behalf of God. But truly, what they're doing is taking the word and trying to counterfeit it. Mm-hmm. And so, and any counterfeit, you know, looks like the original, right? Jesus. Counterfeit money, the reason why counterfeit money gets passed from one person to the next, because it actually looks like the real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
See, counterfeits aren't something that's obviously fake, mm-hmm. otherwise it wouldn't be a good counterfeit. Mm-hmm. And so when people are speaking counterfeit messages, it sounds like the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have some truth in it.
Yeah.
See, the counterfeit $5 bill still has Abraham Lincoln's picture on it. See,
yeah.
It's going to have some things that are like the real deal.
Yeah.
And so someone who's preaching a counterfeit gospel is going to have a Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to speak scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it sounds like there's some truth in it.
Wow.
But the counterfeit, you know, you have to look at it. I remember when you know, the people, this was when I was a kid, when they used to act like they could check your bill to see if it was real, they'd hold it up.
Yeah.
They'd hold it up to the light.
Uh-huh.
Right? In order to find out if it was a real bill. And that's what we have to do with folk who are coming in the name of the Lord. We have to hold them and their words up to the light of this word.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right.
And it has to match. If it starts to get off a little bit, then something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And how many of you know nothing's wrong with the word?
That's right.
And so something must be wrong with what you're saying. Amen. And so, you know, they're counterfeits. Amen. There are prophets out there, but they're false prophets. Amen. They say I'm here in the name of the Lord, and they speak some of the things that come out of God's word, and it sounds good, but it's not all good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'll know, you know, some of the things, you know, we'll get to it. Well, how are you gonna know a false prophet? They said you're gonna know. Jesus said you're gonna know him by his fruit. But you also know by their motivation, amen? Because, yeah. See, the false prophet, amen, is looking for favor from man.
Yeah.
Especially from those in authority. Mm-hmm. They're looking for favor. They're looking to be elevated in the sight of people. They're after money.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
They're after fame. They want to build up their name and build up, you know, what they're doing. And they're more concerned about that than building up the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they'll say that I'm interested in building the kingdom. But again, you know, you have to listen closely to what they're saying. And Jesus said, listen, beware of false prophets.
Yes.
Be on the lookout. Amen. Be warned. Now look what he says. He says, which come to you in sheep's clothing. That's the one thing about them false prophets. Amen. You don't got to look for them too much. Because see, they come to you.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go searching for them. False prophets come to you.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard pastors say they could, you know, this guy come up and he comes up to them and say, "Hey, doctor, how many people you got in your church? I need to come. God gave me a word for your church." They come to you.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to go looking for them.
Exactly.
False prophets come to you.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Because they're not going to stay in the background.
Exactly.
They want to come to the forefront.
Uh-huh.
And they're after something.
Yes, they are.
And how do they come? The scriptures say they come to you how? In sheep's clothing.
Mm.
Why sheep? Why do they come in sheep clothing? Well, first of all, because sheep innocent.
Yeah.
So they come and they pretend to be innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They come pretending that they don't have an agenda.
Mm.
They come pretending that they mean no harm.
Mm.
I'm innocent. What else are they pretending? They're pretending they're just like you.
Mm.
See, because you're a child of God, and we know that we are the sheep of his pasture.
Yeah.
So they come acting like sheep. Because they want to act like they're just like you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to act like they're just like the people of God.
Yes.
See, I believe in the same God you believe in. Amen. I'm a sheep. I have on sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
I'm innocent. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like you. Let me in. And here they come, and they come in. But Jesus said, beware of false prophets. They come in sheep's clothing, but watch this. But inwardly, they are like ravening wolves. See, he says, inwardly, they're like ravening wolves. So what does that mean? Outwardly, they put on different appearance.
Yes.
Outwardly, they seem fine. Outwardly, they seem trustworthy. Outwardly, they seem to have the interest of you and the people in mind. But inwardly, they don't.
Yeah.
And how many of you know, God looks not on the outward appearance,
exactly,
but he looks upon the heart.
That's true.
But here's the thing, amen, and we say this and we know this to be so true, and we praise God for it, amen. Yeah, on the outside they look good, but God doesn't look on the outside. God looks upon the heart. And we know that scripture. But here's the problem with the people of God. Too often we're satisfied that that's what God does. But Ephesians 5 and 1 says that we are to be imitators of God as dear children. So you know what that means? We need to imitate God.
That's true.
So watch this. If God's not being concerned about the outside, then I'm going to imitate God. I don't care what you look like on the outside either.
Exactly.
If God's going to be concerned about your heart, I'm going to imitate God. Yes. I'm concerned about what's going on in your heart.
Yes.
I don't care about your business card. Keep your business card. I don't care about your three-piece suit. Take your three-piece suit and go somewhere, amen. I don't care about any of those things on the outside.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't care about your diploma. I'm imitating God, and God's looking at your heart. So guess what I'm on the lookout for? I'm on the lookout for what's going on in the inward part of you, amen. Why? Because outwardly, you can fool folk.
Yeah, exactly. Amen. Exactly.
But inwardly, they are like ravening wolves. Ravening or ravenous. You know what ravenous means?
Wow.
Ravenous means very hungry on the one hand.
Yeah.
But it also means that you have, it means having this great desire for satisfaction and gratification. Mm. It's like, you know, when you're ravenous, you will stop at nothing to be satisfied.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen. You'll stop at nothing to be satisfied. Why? Because you're ravenous. You got an appetite. Mm. You got an appetite that needs to be satisfied, and you'll stop at nothing to satisfy that appetite.
That's true.
And Jesus said, they're not just wolves, they're ravenous wolves. Now, let's think about this for a second, amen. What's a wolf? I'll tell you what a wolf is, since you asked. A wolf is a predator.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is. That's true.
A wolf is a predator. And what do predators do? I'll tell you that, too. Predators prey on other things.
That's right. Wow. That's right.
What does it mean to prey on other things? It means to hunt and to kill.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Exactly.
So understand, amen, that the false prophets who are like ravenous wolves, they have this desire, this appetite that must be filled. This desire to be up front. This desire to be the focus of the attention. This desire to be magnified in the eyes of the people. And they will stop at nothing.
That's true. Jesus. Yeah. That's true.
They will stop at nothing. They will even lie on God. God sent me here. They will even lie on God in order for their appetite for attention, their appetite for fame, their appetite for money to be satisfied. They will stop at nothing, and they will prey upon the innocent.
Yeah.
They will take people's money and promise them that they'll be blessed. If you stand in a $200 line, God will give you something. And I'm telling you, God is saying, beware of false prophets.
Yeah.
Why? Because God's going to take them out.
That's right. Preach it, brother.
Amen.
This world needs God today more than ever.
Yes.
And the false prophets, I'm telling you, are doing more harm than ever.
Yes,
and God has never, he's never been easy on false prophets, and he ain't going to start now.
Exactly.
Somebody went to a church this morning claiming that God told them that he needs 10 people to give $100. Sure. God ain't told you no such thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And God said, you're going to know a tree by its fruits. Mm-hmm. But we've got to be careful.
Yes.
We have to beware. Why? Because they are out there. Amen.
Yes, they are.
Jesus. And the thing is that prophets, truly those who are called by God to speak on God's behalf to the people, they are valuable. Amen. And you know, God's always used prophets. Amen. God has always used prophets to speak unto the people. Let's look at some scriptures. Amen. Together. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles 20. So if you 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, then you get the 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you get the 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. If you have trouble with Samuel, go to the Ministry of Help, say amen. Table contents, and it will help you get there, amen. Yeah, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. This is a good story that we're not gonna pause on the story today about Jehoshaphat and the people being attacked by Moab and all, but we're just going to look at one verse here today. But it's in the context of that story that we are familiar with Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, and how they were able to deal with the approaching enemy. But let's just look at verse number 20 of 2 Chronicles 20. It says, "And they arose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." The prosperity of God's people is often linked to the people heeding the word spoken by the prophets. Because those prophets are coming as spokesmen on behalf of God. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing the word of God to the people of God. And if the people of God receive that word and believe that word as spoken by the prophets, then they will prosper. Mm-hmm. Amen. They will prosper. God's desire is to prosper his people. God's desire is for his people to be elevated. God's desire for his people, amen, is to walk in that blessing that's upon Abraham, that you're blessed to be a blessing in the earth. If you don't have enough for yourself, it's hard for you to be a blessing. If you're not strong in your body, it's hard for you to be a blessing to someone who is in need of some strength or some help. And so God wants to prosper us. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God says that he delights in the prosperity of his servants. And I know the plans I have toward you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God wants to prosper you. Yes. But he prospers you by sending prophets who are proclaiming his word. And it's up to you and up to me to believe in him. Yes. So this is what makes false prophets so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because they come and the people of God understand, and people understand, if this man is coming, this woman is coming in the name of the Lord, they can speak a word that will prosper me. And everybody wants to be prosperous, and so you're anxious and you're looking to hear a word that you can then run with.
Jesus.
But when it's a true prophet and they speak the word of God, what Jehoshaphat was saying here, the word of God, is that if you believe his prophets, you will prosper. Amen. So the ministry of the prophet is important because God uses prophets. Now, let's turn a little bit forward. Let's go to the book where are we going, Lord? Let's go to the book of Amos. Amos is after Joel. Amen. So if you get past Joel, you'll get to the book of Amos. Amen. Old Testament. Amen. You start seeing Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you went too far. Amen. But Amos chapter 3. I want us to get there together. So when you're there, let me know so we can read it together.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Amos chapter 3. Look at verse 7. It says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant the prophets. In other words, it says, surely God is not going to do nothing unless he reveals it unto the prophets. Because
yeah.
See, God wants, God speaks through his prophets because he wants his people to know what he's doing in the earth. Mm-hmm. He wants people to understand, and he'll tell them, amen, you know, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm up to, this is what I need you to do, this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you need to correct. This is, amen. God sends his word through his prophets. And he gives us an opportunity, amen, to make changes and adjustments that we need to make. And he's using those who he truly has chosen and he truly has called to speak on his behalf, to give us revelation and to give us guidance and to warn us and to encourage us and to help us. God is using his prophets to communicate to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way, amen. It's always been that way. Moses is one of the greatest prophets, amen, in the Old Testament, amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. When God used prophets, he used Samuel, amen. I mean, there's prophets, I mean, you can go on and on. All the prophets God has used.
Yeah.
God uses his prophets to share his heart with people.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. And so the work of the prophet is important. Now we can look in the Old Testament. We know there's a lot of Old Testament prophets, but we're not under Old Testament.
Amen.
But prophecy is still important.
That's it.
I mean, God told the church at Ephesus that in order to build up the church, right, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Yes.
That's part of the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
To build up the church.
Exactly.
The prophet's ministry. Amen.
Uh-huh.
That's part of it. Paul talked to the church in Rome, and he told them, he said, listen, if you have the ministry of prophecy, then they're prophesied. And he even told the church at Corinth, he told the church at Corinth, where he talked about all the different gifts that are in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said some have the word of knowledge, some have the word of wisdom,
yes.
Some can work
yes.
miracles, you know what I mean? Some can do this, some can do that. And he said, and some can prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
So today we understand that God is still speaking to his people through prophets. It's part of the work of the ministry. But I want you to know that God is serious about this false prophet stuff.
Yes.
That's true.
He always has been.
Mm-hmm.
In Deuteronomy 13, and you can just mark this down. You go and read Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 through 5. God said, listen, if there's a false prophet out there who tells you some things and some signs and wonders and they come to pass, but those signs and wonders lead you away from me, he said, don't believe that prophet.
Exactly.
See, because that's the thing. See, the real prophet of God is not going to tell you something that's going to lead you away from God.
That's true. The
real prophet of God is not going to lead you away from the cross.
Mm-hmm.
The real prophet would always point you to Jesus, would always point you to the cross, would always point you to God, and will not point anywhere else.
Amen.
There's nowhere else
That's
to point
right.
for the prophet
That's
of God.
Right.
If the so-called prophet of God is not pointing to the cross,
mm-hmm.
is not pointing to Jesus, is not pointing to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is not pointing to God the Father in heaven, then that prophet is not from God.
Amen. That's right.
And so God said back in Deuteronomy 13, even if their signs and their miracles come to pass, but those things lead you away from me.
That's right.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
Wow.
Do you remember that the sorcerers who worked for Potiphar, they also were able to turn water to blood?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Do you remember that they were able to throw down a staff and it too became a snake?
That's right. Right. That's true.
And come on now. The devil can do some tricks too. Not that God's things are tricks, but the devil's things are tricks. Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
Yeah, he can do some tricks. Why? Because he wants to try to imitate God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to try to act. But at the end of the day, those signs and wonders can come to pass. But if the message that underlies those signs and wonders leads you away from God,
Jesus,
then that person did not truly come in the name of the Lord.
That's true. That's true.
Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter 23. When you look through the book of Jeremiah, one of the things that's amazing to me anyway, is how often God said to Jeremiah, I sent my prophets to you early in the morning.
Yeah.
Said it multiple times. Mm-hmm. I sent my prophets to you early in the morning to speak unto you, but you wouldn't listen.
Mm, that's right.
It's throughout the book of Jeremiah, amen? Mm-hmm. But did I say what chapter?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 23. Jeremiah 23. Beware false prophets, amen?
Okay.
I'm actually going to read this from the New Living Translation. Jeremiah 23. Amen. Let's look at verse 9. We may be able to just close the book and sit down after this one.
Amen.
I'm going to read from verse 9. It says, my heart is broken because of the false prophets, and my bones tremble. I stagger like a drunkard, like someone overcome by wine, because of the holy words the Lord has spoken against them. For all the land is full of adultery, and it lies under a curse. The land itself is in mourning. Its wilderness pastures are dried up, for they all do evil and abuse what power they have. Verse 11, even the priests and prophets are ungodly, wicked men. I have seen their despicable acts right here in my own temple, says the Lord. Therefore, the path they take will become slippery. They will be chased through the dark, and there they will fall. For I will bring disaster upon them at the time fixed for their punishment. I, the Lord, have spoken. I saw that the prophets of Samaria were terribly evil, for they prophesied in the name of Baal and led my people of Israel into sin. But now I see that the prophets of Jerusalem are even worse. They commit adultery and love dishonesty. They encourage those who are doing evil so that no one turns away from their sins. These prophets are as wicked as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah once were. See what God is saying? He said, look, the prophets that were in Samaria, and understand that Samaria was the mixed race of God's people, right? Because God's people had begun to intermarry with Gentiles and everything else, and the religion got corrupted, the people got corrupted, and the prophets were corrupt. And God said that the prophets of Samaria were terribly evil. He said, but those the prophets who are in Jerusalem are even worse. And see, I hear God saying that the prophets back in the Old Testament were terribly evil, but the prophets of today, the false prophets, are even worse.
Jesus.
Because they're better at concealing their evil intentions.
Yeah.
They're even worse. Let's go on and see what God says. Therefore, this is verse 15. Therefore, this is what the Lord of heaven's army says concerning the prophets. I will feed them with bitterness and give them poison to drink. For it is because of Jerusalem's prophets that wickedness has filled the land. Do you understand that? You hear what God is saying? False prophets actually contribute to wickedness in the land. How do they do that? Well, let's see. This is what the Lord of heaven's army says to his people. Do not listen to these prophets when they prophesy to you, filling you with futile hopes. That's false hopes, amen.
Yeah.
They are making up everything they say.
Jesus.
They do not speak for the Lord. I'm telling you now, because God is telling us, amen, that there are some false prophets out there who are making up everything they say.
Jesus. Yeah, true, true.
And God said they do not speak for the Lord. Verse 17. They keep saying to those who despise my word, right? Don't worry. The Lord says you will have peace. And to those who stubbornly follow their own desires, they say, no harm will come your way. You can keep living like that. God loves you anyway. You can keep living like that. You don't need to change. You can keep living like that. You don't need to repent. Come on, somebody. False prophets. Amen. They're telling you, don't worry, you'll have peace. Don't worry, God's going to bless you. Don't worry, you're about to come into your season. You're living like a sinner. You don't bring your tithes and your offering. You don't obey God. You don't read your word. You got unforgiveness all in your heart. But don't worry, God sent me here to tell you, you're about to come into your season.
Oh, yeah. Glory to Jesus. Heard that.
Verse 18, have any of these prophets been in the Lord's presence to hear what he is really saying? God said these jokers don't even come and pray before me. They don't even spend time in my word. Has even one of them cared enough to listen? Verse 19, look, the Lord's anger bursts out like a storm, a whirlwind that swirls down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not diminish until it has finished all he has planned. In the days to come, you will understand all this very clearly. God is saying, in the days to come, you're going to see me take some people out.
That's right. That's right.
Where you get that from? We're going to go back to Matthew, and we're going to see it in a second. Verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they run around claiming to speak for me. I have given them no message, yet they go on prophesying. If they had stood before me and listened to me, they would have spoken my words, and they would have turned my people from their evil ways and deeds. Am I God who is only close at hand, says the Lord? No, I am far away at the same time. Can anyone hide from me in a secret place? Am I not everywhere in the heavens and earth, says the Lord? I have heard these prophets say, listen to the dream I had from God last night.
Jesus.
Listen to the dream I had from God last night. God sent me here to tell you something. He told me it last night.
Oh my goodness.
And then they proceed to tell lies in my name. How long will this go on? If they are prophets, they are prophets of deceit, inventing everything they say. By telling these false dreams, they are trying to get my people to forget me. Just as their ancestors did by worshiping the idols of Baal. See, the false prophets always lead away from God. Mm-hmm. Amen. They try to lead the people away from God. Try to lead the people to self-reliance. Try to lead the people to some belief that the universe is going to bless them. Try to lead them to some belief that somehow it's all up to you. Let these false prophets tell their dreams. But let my true messengers faithfully proclaim my every word. There is a difference between straw and grain. Does not my word burn like fire, says the Lord? Is it not like a mighty hammer that smashes a rock to pieces? Therefore, says the Lord, I am against these prophets who steal messages from each other and claim they are from me. There are prophets out there right now stealing messages from somebody else. They're listening to DVDs. They go on YouTube. And they're stealing stuff from a false prophet, and they're going out there and proclaiming it themselves.
Exactly.
So we got one false prophet who's out there peddling DVDs and CDs and all this kind of stuff, and he's saying, the Lord told me something. God said, I never told me any such thing. And another false prophet comes and says, that sounds pretty good. I'm going to use that as my own. And they're out there stealing false words.
Exactly.
And claim God is speaking. He said they steal messages from each other and claim they are from me. I am against these smooth-tongued prophets who say this prophecy is from the Lord. I am against these false prophets. Their imaginary dreams are flagrant lies that lead my people into sin. I did not send or appoint them, and they have no message at all for my people. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, we can close the book right there and then you can have a benediction.
Yep.
Amen. God is serious about this thing.
Yes, he is.
But here's the seriousness. But the warning is there. Beware of false prophets, because they're out there, amen.
Yes, they are.
And they're peddling. And it's so easy to make it seem like you're legitimate today. Amen. You can build a presence on the internet because everybody is so digitally focused. Amen. We're focused on our devices. You know what I mean? And so you can show me something on a device. You know what I mean? That it seems like you're something. It seems like you're bigger than you are. It seems like you're more legitimate than you are. That it's easy to fool folk.
Yeah.
It's easy to fool. And so we got to understand, amen, that we can't be overconfident and believe we can't be fooled. Yeah. Otherwise, God says beware because we can be fooled. Mm-hmm. I know you've been in church a long time. I've been in church a long time. But we can yet be fooled.
That's true.
By people who seem to be like us. They got on sheep's clothing. Mm-hmm. But inwardly, they're ravenous wolves. I gotta say this, amen, because just when I was talking to my son that God told her to say, well, if you call me up, I'll say it. I can't say that when it comes to Sunday morning, if you call me up. But I believe this. I believe God is saying this to me, so I just gotta say that. It's that he said this, and I want to make sure I get it right. He said, one is coming. Amen. And he says, she will rise up in prominence in a day, but be taken down in the night. And I believe what God is saying, amen, is that there's someone coming who's going to burst on the scene. Amen. Who's going to burst on the scene, that everybody's going to believe that the words that person is speaking is coming straight from God. And a lot of people are going to be captured by it and everything else. And God is saying, that person is a false prophet.
Wow.
Amen. And I'm going to take them down in the night. And I don't believe it's literal, amen, in day and night. But the idea is that there's someone who's coming. Because right now there's a void. If you think about it, people are looking and searching for something so desperately that they're going to latch on to something that sounds so good and sounds like it's coming from God. And this person's going to become the next biggest thing. And God is saying, amen, that's a false prophet.
Amen. That's right.
So don't be surprised, amen, in the next days and or weeks or months, that someone burst on the scene and everybody's going to be talking about it. Everybody's going to be, hey, have you heard about her? She's this, she's that. And God is saying, she's going to rise up in the day, but I'm going to take her out in the night.
Jesus.
Because God is tired of this stuff.
Amen.
Are we back in Matthew? I don't know if I said we should go back to Matthew. In Matthew chapter 7, where we started. Wow. See, God said in Deuteronomy, he said, I'll kill those false prophets. I'm not laughing, but he said, for the false prophets, I'll kill them.
Yes.
Why? I'm not going to have anybody profaning my word, profaning my name. I'm not going to have anybody coming and saying they're speaking for me when I never called them. Somebody better be careful, amen. Somebody better be careful, because you coming in the name of the Lord, and God never, never said that you were supposed to go out there and speak on his behalf. How dare you, amen? I get personally affronted if someone says, I'm coming because Jeff said something. I say, I never said you.
Exactly.
I would be afraid. So imagine how God is, amen?
Yeah.
You're going to come and stand before a whole group of people and act, God will take you out first.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Where'd you get that from? Well, let's look at the scripture.
Wow.
Verse 19. It says, every tree that brings not forth good fruit. Because God said, you know by his fruit. It's either going to be good, it's going to be bad. There's no in between. And a good tree is going to bring forth good fruit. The evil tree is going to bring forth evil fruit. And they can't do the opposite. Amen. Good can't bring forth evil. Evil can't bring forth good. And he said, every tree that bringeth forth not, that bringeth not forth good fruit, because they bring forth evil fruit, is what? Hewn down and cast into the fire. Hewn means cut down.
Yeah.
God said, I'll cut you down.
Jesus.
Amen. You gonna stand before my people preaching this evil stuff, claiming it to be true? I'll cut you down.
Yeah.
Wow. And think about it. Think about how many prominent people have been on the scene. Only now they've been cut down.
Exactly.
You ain't seen them in a long time.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they? God cut them down.
Yes. That's right. That's
God said, I'll cut you down. So you want to put yourself up? You want to act like you out here for me and I never called you out here? I will chop you down.
That's right.
There are people right now getting chopped down.
Yeah, wow. That's true.
Wow.
There are people getting chopped down.
Mm-hmm.
But God has something, amen. He says to us, beware of false prophets, and we're going to close in a minute. He says beware of false prophets, but we need some help. What help we need? We can't be so confident that no one's going to be able to trick us.
That's true.
We can't be so confident that no one is going to be able to trick us.
Right.
Stay right here in Matthew chapter 7. Stay here. But if you, I ask you to do this, though. Write down in your program, in your bulletin, in your notebook, on your hand, if you have to. Oh, my God. Write it down somewhere. Write it down on your neighbor's arm. Matthew 24 and 24. Jesus was talking about, amen, when false, you know, what happens at the end times. And he says, but there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Wow.
Behold, I have told you before. See, it's a warning, amen. That's why we can't be so kind. You ain't going to fool me. No, counterfeits can fool you, amen. Beware false prophets. And Jesus said, they're going to do so many signs and wonders. They're going to sound so great. They're going to speak forth such beautiful words that seem like it's coming straight from the word of God. It says they may even fool the very elect.
Mm-hmm.
He said, beware, I told you before.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Stay in Matthew chapter 7, but just bookmark it, because now we have to see something together. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. God doesn't want us to be so confident that, oh, you're not going to fool me. How many of you know that's the easiest way to be fooled by the devil?
Exactly.
To believe that the devil can't fool you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To believe that the enemy can't fool you. To believe that you can't be deceived. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul was talking about his ministry, and he was talking about a fear of false teachers who were coming and acting like they're just like him, right? And those who acted that they're just like him, in verse number 13, he says, such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Notice God didn't transform them. They're transforming themselves. The Amplified Version says they're masquerading as apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
Jesus.
you see what he's saying?
Yeah.
He says Satan, you know, masquerades as an angel of light, and those who are following behind the spirit of Satan, the false prophets who come acting like they're proclaiming the word of God, they will even masquerade as ministers of righteousness. But that's not what they are.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
They're fakes. They're phonies. But you say, well, I'm going to be able to see them. Okay, well, you may, that, I hope you're right, but don't be overconfident.
Amen.
Now, we turn back to Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 21, Jesus says, Matthew 7, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Look what he says. Many, not a few, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Do you see what happens here? What's happening here? Jesus said there are many who are going to be able to say, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I do many miracles in your name? And understand something. Look what Jesus said to them. He just said, get away from me, I never knew you. He didn't say, no, you didn't. In other words, they did prophesy.
Yeah.
They did cast out demons. They did do many works. He didn't deny that they did it. He just said, I didn't know you. You weren't operating in my spirit.
Hey.
You understand? So there are going to be many who are prophesying, many who are doing miracles and great signs and wonders, and they're going to say, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, I never knew you. But he doesn't deny that it's being done.
Wow.
He doesn't deny that it's being done. And so we have to understand there are people in our midst who are standing up in the name of the Lord and saying this and saying that and doing great things. And people are going all crazy, and Jesus don't even know those folks.
Wow.
So we can't be overconfident. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to despise the prophets because we know it's part of the ministry. Amen? Part of the fivefold ministry. In fact, Paul told the church at Thessalonica, do not despise prophesying. So we're not, amen? It's important. Amen? And we believe the prophets will prosper. It's important. But understand, not everybody is operating in that spirit.
Exactly.
So what do we do? This is the last place we're going to turn today, I believe. 1 John. Not the Gospel of John, but 1 John. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to avoid self-confidence, knowing that the enemy is tricky. Amen. There are going to be people out there masquerading as the apostles of Christ. There are going to be people out there who are prophesying. People who are speaking the words that seem like they're coming straight from the throne room of heaven. People who are doing great signs, miracles, and wonders. Who are casting out demons. And Jesus said, I don't even know them folks. Beware false prophets. How are we going to do it? Let's look at 1 John 4. Let's look at verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. So God said, listen, don't believe everybody will come along, claiming they're coming in the spirit of the Lord. You try, you test that spirit to see whether they are of God. Why? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yeah.
It's up to us to test these spirits, y'all. Amen?
Yeah.
Don't get carried away by every wind and doctrine that's going on out there. Don't be running after folk when they sound all great, amen? Test the spirit, see whether they are God. And Jesus said, listen, you know a tree by its fruit. I'm telling you, fruit takes time to grow. Don't be such in a rush to come to your judgment on some folk, amen? Give it time.
Yeah.
Test the spirit. See whether it is of God.
Yes. Amen.
Verse number 2. Hereby ye know the spirit of God. God's helping us, amen? I'm so how am I supposed to know, Lord? I'll tell you. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Who do men say that I am? Amen? Thou art the Christ. Okay, that person's coming in the spirit of God. Amen? And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already, is it in the world. Amen? So what are we supposed to do? Try the spirits, amen? Don't just believe because someone's coming with some smooth tongue and some, you know, they dress nice, they smell nice, they sound nice, they drive nice, and all that. Forget all that.
Amen.
Amen. And there's some people who are very rudimentary. Some people who can't even conjugate a verb. Some people who don't have but one suit or have no suit. Amen. People got holes in their shoes and got cardboard in it. And that person is sent by God, and the fancy one, Jesus, I don't even know him. Try the spirit to see whether it be of God. So we're not going to be deceived, amen?
Amen.
We're not going to be deceived. We're not going to overreact and say, I ain't listening to nobody. But we're going to try the spirit to see whether it's of God, amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're on guard because God says, beware the false prophets. Beware those false folk who want to come and claim God sent them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The last thing we want to do, we want to be encouraged. Amen. Because, see, the prophecy is real. And we need God to speak through his chosen ones, don't we?
Yes.
We need God. We need a word from the Lord. This world needs to hear from God now more than ever.
Yes.
This world needs to hear from Jesus now more than ever. But God promised in that day, right? He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit, right? On your, right? On your sons and daughters, right?
Yeah.
And they shall prophesy.
Yeah.
Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Yeah. Amen. And so we're encouraged because God is speaking through, he does have chosen vessels that he's speaking through.
Yes.
And if we try the spirit to see whether it be of God, amen, we will be led aright. But here's the other thing that's a really a source of encouragement. We have someone who we know for a surety is speaking God's word. And that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said in John 16:13, he said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
Yeah.
But he shall not speak of himself. Mm-hmm. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
Amen.
Praise God for that, amen. Praise God for all the men and women who are out there who are being led by the Spirit of God. Pray for those who aren't, because God's going to cut them down if they don't change their ways, amen.
Amen.
That's right. But here's the one thing that you and I can have a blessed assurance of. We have someone on the inside of us who we know is going to speak the word of God to us.
True.
It's not going to speak anything else to us except what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the Holy Spirit. So if you don't want to listen to that, if you don't want to listen to anybody else, I'll turn it off everybody. If you don't want to listen to anybody else, listen to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Because if you're born again, the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will always lead you aright.
Amen.
Amen. And so here's the thing. We have help in identifying these false prophets. But let's not be gullible. Amen. Let's not be so vulnerable and just leave ourselves wide open to be taken advantage of by these ravening wolves.
True.
Amen.
True. Amen. Amen. I'm not quick to believe anybody. Amen. I'm going to try you to see whether you be of God. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to try you. Who do you say Jesus? What do you say about Jesus? Do you say Jesus is the Christ? Do you say Jesus is the Son of God? Do you say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Do you say that no one cometh to the Father but by Jesus? Or do you say, oh, there's many ways to get to God? Because you go back to Matthew, before that whole discourse on the false prophets started, you know what Jesus said? Straight is the way and narrow is the gate. That was right before he started talking about false prophets. See, because the false prophets go out there talking about there's many ways to get to heaven. And everybody goes to heaven. All dogs go to heaven, so all people go to heaven too. That's what the false prophets say, amen. But the word of God says, amen, Enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. Amen. God wants us to be careful. Amen. Something's coming. Somebody's going to burst on the scene, y'all. And we ain't going to be fooled for 1 minute.
Amen.
And while everybody's running around and throwing money and the books and stuff, we're just going to sit back and we're going to try the spirit. Yep. See whether that person is of God. Amen. And we find out that they're not, I ain't listening to that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because we desperately need the true word from the Lord.
That's true.
Amen. 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 The word Moses said is your life. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to beware of the false prophets. I just want to say this as we close, amen. But, you know, there have been so many people who have risen to prominence, and you see, they're gone now. You don't even know where they are. You go in there, where you know, people you used to see on TV, like sometimes you go home Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, you go, oh, I used to watch so-and-so. Where are they? Now, some you can say, well, they just ran out of money. Okay, well. But no, I mean, because it's expensive to be on TV.
Yeah.
You know, so that could have happened. You know, things happen like that. But there's other people that you know they did some stuff.
Yeah.
Things got exposed.
Yeah.
And then God took them out.
Yeah.
And as prominent as they were, that is how absent they are now.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't real to begin with.
That's true.
And they had a lot of people following them. That's why it's really dangerous to be thinking about whether God is somewhere because a whole lot of people are there.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. There have been a whole lot of ministry, you have a whole lot of people there. You go now and you try to look for them. You can't find them.
Yeah.
Amen. But listen, let us just continue to walk in simplicity and in humility and always, always, always just be looking for the Lord and for other people who point us to the Lord.
Yes.
And if they don't, we're not listening to that. Amen. We're not listening to that. I'm telling you now, if I ever start talking some other stuff, remember we were talking in Bible study about y'all can get your tomatoes ready and start getting you warming up your arm and throwing some stuff at me, amen. That's okay. Now I might deserve to duck and die. Amen. But God forbid that ever happen, amen. Because it's all about the Lord, it's all about
amen.
Jesus. And if nothing else, if we don't do anything else in this place, we always going to point people to the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Amen. 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 Now, let's rest on our feet today.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest. Father, we bless you today. We thank you, God, because you're God. We thank you, Lord, because you are so good to us, God. Father God, you send your prophets to speak words of life unto us. You send men and women to speak on your behalf, to give us words of conviction, to give us words, O God, of encouragement, to give us words, O God, that will build us up in our most holy faith. But God, as you do that, the enemy is also busy in the earth, and he is sending out false prophets, those who claim to be doing things in your name, and yet you don't even know them. Father, we're praying right now, God, that we will heed your word that you're speaking unto us, even right now. Beware false prophets, for many are gone out into the earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to sharpen our spirit of discernment. Father God, let us be quick, O God, to try the spirit, to test it, to see whether it is of God. And Father God, we're praying that we will stay on the chosen path, that we will stay on that narrow way that leads to life. And Father God, we're praying that our ears will always be attuned to your voice and your voice only.
Yes.
That Father, that you may continue to lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of your precious people. And Father God, that they will be on the lookout, that they will be sensitive, O God, to your voice. And Father, the voice of a stranger they will not follow. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will rise up true prophets of God, men and women who have a humble heart, a humble spirit, who desire only to see the work of God advanced in the earth.
Yes.
God, we need you today. We need words from God. We need revelation. We need, oh God, to be inspired. We need to be enlightened, Father. And so, Lord, raise up your people. Raise up your prophets, oh God. Give them the platforms, oh God, from which they can proclaim the word of God like never before. And Father, we're praying that you will hewn down, that you will cut down, that you will chop down every false prophet that has exalted himself or herself against the knowledge of God. Yes. Father, we give you the praise and thanks right now. We believe, oh God, that there's a move in the heavens and a move in the earth.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, for warning us for that false prophet that is to come, the one that shall rise to prominence in the day but be chopped down in the night. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we shall not be fooled as we continue to follow behind you and heed the voice of our God. Father, we thank you and praise you now. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory, God. As we take this word, let us now walk it out in our lives and be mindful of the warning that you have given unto us today. Beware false prophets. And Father, we thank you, God, that we will follow the true and living God and be led in the way everlasting. To you we give the praise, to you we give the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe something. I have no idea. I have no idea what the Lord is up to. But he wants us to know something. Amen. And we're going to understand this more fully as we go. Amen.
Praise God.
But for now, we take it and we meditate on it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We take it and we meditate on it, and we just say to the Lord, let my eyes be wide open.
Yes.
Amen. Be diligent to what you told me to do. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
We praise God for it. Amen. Praise God for the people. Amen.